Nothing. Ex nihilo. This has been the universal confidence of God's true people through history. Let me give you an illustration of it. Nehemiah 8. Nehemiah 8. And you remember the great story of the revival when the Word of God was recovered and Ezra the scribe brought the book of the law, chapter 8, verse 1. That would be the Pentateuch. That would be Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, starting with Genesis, starting with the creation account. And you remember that the Word of God was read. And it was read daily through 7 days. And on the eighth day, according to the 18th verse of chapter 8, there was a solemn assembly in response to the reading of Scripture. Chapter 9, on the 24th day of this month, the sons of Israel assembled with fasting and sackcloth and dirt upon them. And the descendants of Israel separated themselves from all foreigners and stood and confessed their sins and the iniquities of their fathers. And while they stood in their place, they read from the book of the law of the Lord their God for a fourth of the day, and for another fourth they confessed and worshiped the Lord their God. And all of the Levites on the platform are named there. And they said this, go down to verse 5, "Arise, bless the Lord your God forever and ever. O may thy glorious name be blessed and exalted above all blessing and praise. Thou alone art the Lord. Thou hast made the heavens, the heaven of heavens with all their hosts, the earth and all that is on it, the seas and all that is in them. Thou dost give life to all of them, and the heavenly host bows down before thee. Thou art the Lord God, who chose Abram and brought him out from Ur of the Chaldees and gave him the name Abraham. Thou didst find his heart faithful before thee, didst make a covenant with him, give him the land of the Canaanite, the Hittite, Amorite, Perizzite, Jebusite, Girgashite, to give to his descendants. And thou hast fulfilled thy promise, for thou art righteous." And then the recitation of the history of all God's mighty deeds, which are factual, taken out of the Pentateuch. And then verse 17, "But your people were stubborn, they refused to listen, didn't remember your wondrous deeds which you had performed." We do a great dishonor to God to deny Him as the Creator. They read the Genesis account, and they extolled God as their Creator and their Redeemer.